to close your eyes and get comfy. And just begin to focus on your breathing. Breathing in and out to the same lengths. Breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. And try and hold in between the breathing in and the breathing out. So focusing on your breath, anything that pops into your mind, just let it leave, acknowledge it, let it leave. The purpose of the meditation is to understand the templates, soul templates in more detail and to explore the codes yourself. So we'll be going into the nurturer template first, template one. You see, as you learn to embody the template of the nurturer, you can focus on learning self-care for yourself and also learn to nurture and support others. There are many ways you can do this. Nurturing and supporting yourself can look like engaging in acts of self-care, making time for meditation and inner discovery work, focusing on creative visualizations to self-manifest what you want, or something as simple as having more baths or alone time in order to feel good. Nurturing and supporting others can take many other practical applications. Giving gifts, giving your time, offering resources to others, supporting and nurturing others, counseling, talking, chatting, just listening. There are many ways. Explore now, with your quiet mind, codes within the nurturing template for yourself. Try and come up with at least three things you begin to apply in your own life. Could be 10 minutes alone time. 10 minutes talking on the phone. It's always important to nurture and support yourself first. This is an important template. You're feeling drained. Nurture and support yourself first. So spend a few minutes now exploring the nurturer templates, what it means to you. Feel free to come back, write any notes that you wish, or dropping back into the quiet mind. If you're struggling, just focus on your breath and your breathing. do is recall three things that you can bring into your life. From the nurture a template. And next, we'll begin to go through the seeker template. The seeker template, focusing on this, can help with continual self-discovery, learning, and fostering. Focus on learning something new and expanding your horizons, perceptions, interests, abilities, and capacities. With a quiet mind, you can explore the seeker template. Whether anything shows up, you can focus your time on each day to learn something new. This could be engaging with videos on YouTube, participating in online courses, which a lot of you do, reading books, or studying in any other way to expand your mind. Trying to do something new each day, even if something as small, such as driving to work a different way, brushing your teeth with your non-dominant hand, cooking a meal you've never cooked before. See if you can practically come up with something new to do every day consistently to embody the sacred archetype. Seeking new experiences, enjoying them. Don't be stuck in stagnation. Set the mind, quietness of the mind, bring up some thoughts in your imagination, the things that you are learning, as well as insights that may arise from your explorations and experiences that they wish to bring into your life. Feel free, once more, to write any down in your journal. Once your curiosity, let's come up with some areas to explore. To explore the seeker template. Quiet the mind once more. And move on to the warrior template. Where you can learn to embody or release part of the warrior template. It's to embody standing up to a shadow in your life, taking a stand for truth, justice, and light in a particular way to learn to embody the archetype. So perhaps to start with, try and identify one of the greatest shadows in your life. It's to be shown how to work to dissolve it into light. Or how you can become involved in various advocacy efforts or causes that align with your values. So such a thing, maybe you're aligned with some people, but not with others. How can you align? To align with all. Perhaps you can identify something you're afraid of and work on changing it. If you're afraid of public speaking, set yourself a goal that you will be public speaking within a reasonable amount of time, such as 3 or 4 months. Then work towards this goal by stating positive affirmations, and you'll succeed. Anything that's needed that comes into your mind. See, imprinting your subconscious mind with affirmations through repetition and focus, following through to face a challenge, means you can overcome many challenges. So choose something in your life you're afraid of, and you can learn to overcome your limitations step by step. That's how you can embody the warrior archetype in your life for benefit. So if you can come up with 3 or 4 things now that you're uncomfortable with or scared of, so that you can choose one to focus on from now on, and then you can come up with a plan to face this shadow that is reasonable and actionable. So spend a few minutes in your mind, not only for the thing that's uncomfortable, but allow the mind to show you with ease how it can be overcome, which could incorporate parts of other templates, like healer template that we'll be moving on to. So spend a few moments now looking practically at the warrior templates. So now, moving on to the healer template. Learning to cultivate compassion and foster well-being in yourself and others as a healer and embodying this template can be a profoundly healing experience for both yourself and others. You can learn to promote well-being in many different ways. So to add the energetics, the essence and power of the healer template into your life, let the mind begin to explore. Learning to get yourself into a state of parasympathetic relaxation can be one of the first steps to healing. Whether it is a physical, emotional or mental symptom you're trying to heal, relaxation is the first part of healing, and getting yourself into this state is of high importance. Once you learn this, you can help others get into the state in order to heal. And the main way to do this is to relax the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve runs to all organs and down through your spinal column and your neck. It's allowing your neck to relax. And participating in a practice of laughter. Even if it's compulsory, and you make it yourself for 2 minutes, three times a day, you must make yourself laugh. This may seem odd, because there's nothing funny. But if you just force yourself to laugh and make the noises, you actually stimulate the vagus nerve and the parasympathetic nervous system. This practice can be incredibly healing, and you can teach others to do this as well. It's a great way to embody the healer archetype and template. So with your quiet mind, allow yourself to bring a laughter to the forefront. For no other reason, I'm bringing laughter out for a couple of minutes. If you struggle on the laughter front, a very simple breathing ratio can also help, where you allow your exhale to be twice as long as your inhale. This will stimulate your vagus nerve and bring your system into sympathetic calm, which you'd also do for 2 minutes. So the choice is yours, laughter or the breathing. Breathing out on the exhale twice as long as the inhale. To bring around, feeling at peace. Also, either method will reduce the pain or severity of a physical symptom you're experiencing. It's the noise itself in the laughter that stimulates once you've done this. Allow the mind to go quiet once more. And use affirmations in your mind now. Affirmations that you will perform simple acts of kindness every single day. Challenge yourself that you will do something kind for someone else every single day, no matter how small or large. and moving forward onto the fifth archetype, the artist and creator. Learning to embody the creator or artist template, part of aligning with your passion, your desires, your creativity, and the way that you want to express yourself. How can we practically embody this essence and energy into our lives? Yes, you can spend some time each day putting it into creative practices, some kind of art or creative pursuit. This can be one that you're good at or that you're just learning. Could be learning to play an instrument, pardon a craft, write a book, take up poetry, drawing, gardening, landscaping, design buildings, or any other, say, creative pursuit or activity. But dedicating some time daily, focusing on this creative pursuit in a way that brings you joy, doesn't mean you need to be good at it. It's just allowing yourself the creative flow and joy in the process. Could be a challenge. Challenge yourself to come up with ways to be creative in your life. But not focused on traditional creative pursuits, the way that we may normally think of them. You may want to express yourself creatively in a way that you talk or dress. You may want to express yourself creatively in the way that you embody wisdom and share this with others. But you may want to express yourself creatively by cooking a new meal in a new way, or doing something creative, new, or different to normal. To allow the mind to brainstorm while in the meditative state, some ways that you could add creativity to your life, to change up some aspects of your life in a creative way. It could be anything. Perhaps even sketch your inspiration rather than bullet points on this one. Feel free, come back to sketch your creative ideas, what you could bring into your life to harness this template. So what creative ideas have you come up with to jot down before moving on to the sixth template of the seven? The sixth template is a mystic template. But working to embody the mystic template involves focusing on your intuitive abilities, your psychic nature, and your spiritual connections. There are many ways to focus on and embody this template in your life. meditation, breath work. We help you to embody the mystic and intuitive template in your life. So if you focus once more on your breathing, get into that quiet mind so that you can connect with the intuition of your soul within. Once it has been built up, spending at least 20 minutes a day focusing on this quiet mind, whether in meditation or in active use of your intuition, is a practice that should be taken on board. This will bring the goal of being able to move beyond the mental realm and focusing of the mind into the presence and the higher dimensional realm and the energy of the soul. It does take practice. For many of you, this will be an easy task. And it can be performed and the goal achieved by consistent meditation and breathwork practice. Working with your dreams can also embody this archetype in your life. Keeping a journal by the bed. So allow some words of wisdom to come to you intuitively now. Just a sentence or two that can be beneficial to all. Allow a message from your higher soul or the universe to drop to you now. Doesn't matter how small or simple it may be. Could be as simple as remember love is everywhere. Allow your intuition to drop something in, a sentence or two, before we move on to the seventh archetype and template. So I'll leave you a minute or so more to jot down the words of wisdom that we'll go through as we're finished.
has their words for others. Leads us on to the seventh archetype, the teacher and guide template. So embodying this archetype has focused on bringing knowledge and guidance to others. It doesn't have to be through words or formal types of teaching. Rather, it can be through a positive and stable energy field. So how to embody the teacher and guide template and archetype into your life. One of the most important applications of this archetype is actually embodied. Embody a high frequency and high level of emotional coherence and emotional positivity. When you do this, you are a teacher of energy, and anyone who comes into contact with your energy field will be uplifted and changed without saying anything at all to them. You can teach without saying a word, simply by embodying the energetics of what you are trying to teach. So to do this, you need to focus on emotional coherence and positivity so you can build this radiance with positive energetics and stability in your life. Once you are energetically stable and positive, you can engage with others and you will actually be in training their energy system to align with your energy system as yours is more balanced and positive. It's one of the greatest ways to be a teacher on the planet at this time, because that way you can truly make a change on an energetic level. So, in your mind, come forth any areas where you can become more emotionally stable and coherent, so that you can maintain the coherence and share the coherence with others. Could be to spend more time with children, where their uplifting energy and your uplifting energy can work in unison with each other. So focus on that positive energy. So working with embodying each of the soul templates and infusing your life with all of these qualities, you can learn to weave them into your daily routines so that you can become the symphony that resonates with these archetypes and templates. The nurturer, the seeker, the healer, the warrior, the artist and creator, teacher and guide, the mystic and intuitive. All of these templates are all part of you. Will bring forth spiritual gifts. These templates, when nurtured and applied, allow you to interact with the world in a way that brings forth your essence and helps others bring forth their soul essence too. The more you spend time going through these archetypes with the quiet mind, the more you can grow and understand each. when you're ready, come back.